Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
And welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And today we're talking about health and wellness, but really with some of the people that are in your life. My guest has over 30 years experience with senior living. She's a certified senior advisor, and she's the chief executive officer of her own business, which is called Two Sisters, and they are senior living advisors. And she and her staff are local and cover the entire South Shore area. Michelle Woodbury, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And now, so you and your sister are, you are from here, but then you were out on the West Coast.
Yeah.
What brought you back here to this area?
Well, our parents were here and are aging themselves, and we decided after all of the experiences we had abroad that we wanted to raise our families near our parents, so we moved back here.
And so where were you working out in California?
Actually, we were all over the place separately. So between the two of us, we lived and worked in Colorado, Arizona, Oregon, Washington State, and California.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And now, so you're both of you are in the senior living industry.
Yep.
You both have had long careers in the industry.
Yes.
And, you know, why did you decide to bring this concept, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, of what you're doing and what you're providing for people in the South Shore area?
Well, and going to give you the shorter version because I could talk about this forever. But we did grow up in the industry. Our parents both worked in nursing homes. Our father is an administrator and our mother was a physical therapist. And when we graduated high school and went to college and graduate school, we both worked in nursing homes and assisted living communities. And in the states that I mentioned before, there were a lot of companies like Two Sisters, and we got very familiar with working with companies like this. When we moved back to Massachusetts, I came first. When I moved back to Massachusetts, I was employed at a local assisted living, and I noticed that there was a lack of companies like Two Sisters, referral agencies, essentially. And I got to thinking that there was a potential opportunity for that. And I convinced my sister to move back to Massachusetts and start this company with me. And that was about 4 years ago now.
And where was she living at the time?
She was in California.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and that was how many years ago? 4 years ago?
Four, yeah.
Okay. So you basically, you grew up in nursing homes.
Yes.
So, you know, every day your mom took you guys to work?
Yep, yep. And I didn't go to daycare. I went to nursing homes. And
I love it, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, she, again, was the physical therapist, so we had the opportunity to play on the mats and the bars and the pulley machines. And I actually remember, and I don't know if I actually remembered if I was just told this so many times that I have the memory of learning how to walk while pushing a wheelchair behind people while she was walking them with the gait belt and helping them rehab to be able to walk better.
I'm sure that is totally true.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is incredible. And now, you know, what positions have you held in all of your years of actually working in the industry?
Sure. Well, from a very early age, one of my favorite things to do when I was at the nursing home was participate in the activities program. So I like to help paint the ceramic cats and help lead exercise class and call bingo. So when I went to college, I studied recreation and gerontology and studied to become an activities director, which was the first position I held when I started in assisted living after graduating. And I did pretty well at that, which is why the company I was with sent me to other communities to build up their activities program, and I was a mentor and a trainer in that field. And to be truthful, after a little while, I found myself feeling a little stagnant. You know, I had done everything I could, and I didn't want to, you know, call bingo or plan parties anymore. And I had talked to so many of my residents over the years who had said to me, I wish I had done this sooner. I wish I was still at home. I do. Mm. But since I can't be at home and I was not doing well there myself, I was lonely and just watching TV all the time.
Yeah.
Now that I'm here in this assisted living, I really wish I had done it sooner. And
nice.
And I saw so many people thrive after they moved in that I asked the company I was working for if I could learn how to get involved in the sales and marketing aspect of senior living. And I was given that opportunity. And again, I did relatively well, well enough.
I think you're exceeding in every aspect of what you're doing. And now you're, you know, you're the CEO.
Yeah, yeah. When you're passionate about what you do and dedicated to the people that you're doing it for, it's relatively easy to excel at that.
Mm-hmm.
So from activities director, I had the opportunity to work in sales and marketing, and in various buildings I worked at, there was a need for me to step into a resident care director role and an executive director role. So I've spent some time managing some communities. But ultimately, it was spending time with families, helping them understand the benefits of choosing assisted living and when that would be a good time for them, that made me feel like my time was being best utilized.
Yeah.
And my sister, she has slightly different experiences. She worked as a CNA, a certified nursing assistant, and provided hands-on personal care. And then also kind of grew into the sales and marketing role from that, and has spent some time also in doing some home care and case management. So we complement each other really well.
I love the little video on your website where you both say that you're not nurses,
yeah,
and you don't want to be in the kitchen. You don't want either one of you in the kitchen cooking. But other than that, you know every aspect there is to know about senior living.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and we've spent a lot of time, and we always say that, that's sort of our catchphrase, but when the power's out, I have made sandwiches and soups and made sure that all my residents were fed, and I have painted rooms and moved furniture and plunged toilets and done pretty much everything there is to do. We've done it at least a little bit, and it lends itself really well to understanding what our families are going through and how to best serve them, as well as the fact that we have aging parents of our own, and so we know what it's like to be on the family side as well and all of that.
And now your parents are independent living?
Yeah. No, they live at home.
So they're independent, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay. All right. But is that what it's called?
Well,
there's independent, and then there's assisted.
Yeah. So there's a condo. House.
Yeah.
My parents live in a house, just like you and I do. Eventually, at some point, I would assume that they may move into a senior living option. So there's a variety. There's independent living. There are continuing care retirement centers that are basically an entry fee model. So you're purchasing a unit. There's rentals.
Mm-hmm.
There's traditional assisted living. There's memory care assisted living.
There's a lot to know.
There's a lot to know.
All right. Now, you know, you are a senior living advisor, and there are many in the area. There are not.
No.
There are not many in the area?
No. That's what I...
Because it's a referral agency.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When I moved back here, I noticed that there are a lot of professionals in the senior living industry who make referrals and who help guide families through, but there are no professionals where that is specifically what they do. It's an ancillary part of a lot of people's profession. So social workers, discharge planners, geriatric care managers, there's a whole host of people who, for them, it's a small part of what they do, but they're...
It's not the main.
Not the main part, and not at a free... not providing a free service to the client.
Mm-hmm.
Many of those professionals do a host of other things, like geriatric care managers, for example, or social workers or nurses, and they can do clinical assessments, family mediation, care coordination, and a part of what they do sometimes involves placement, but they are at a cost out of pocket to the family.
Yes.
Because of the level of service that they're providing, being clinicians or social workers. We're really... right now, the first.
We're going to talk about
company.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that some more. You're the only company that provides this as a free service.
Yeah, right now, local.
Yes, Okay. Yes. All right. Well, we're going to go to a commercial break. So I hope you'll stay with us. We're trying to give a little bit of an education here, informative interview about all the different processes and lots of information that you need to know. Okay. So if you have an aging loved one, I hope you'll stay with us. We're with Michelle Woodbury. Her business is Two Sisters. And you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you worried about your aging parent? Well, you're not alone. Two Sisters Senior Living Advisors are here to help and will help you make the most informed decisions for your family. Contact Two Sisters today and learn why so many families appreciate this free service. Two Sisters helps you find the best senior living options for you. And it's free because Two Sisters Senior Living Advisors are compensated by the care providers throughout the area. Contact Two Sisters online today. That's the number 2sisters-sla.com.
Physician Management Resources can help you achieve the goals you set in your medical office. PMR Consulting focuses on the administrative challenges within medical practice so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of patients. The consulting team at PMR knows how hard it is to be a physician while running a practice. At Physician Management Resources, the focus is always on your future. Learn how you can rediscover the joy in taking care of your patients. Contact Physician Management Resources through their website, pmrconsulting.net, today.
Are you tired of playing small in business or in your career? What could you accomplish if you were seen, heard, and given the opportunity? If you want more influence, more impact, and more income, join us at Women's Leadership U. That's the letter U. We are a mastermind program dedicated to preparing women for leadership roles. Learn the skills that employers are looking for and business owners need. Gain the confidence and know how to move your ideas into action. To learn more, visit us at womensleadershipu.com with a capital U.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. How about restyled, repurposed, and handcrafted? At Roadside Redemption, they carry furniture, home decor, jewelry, clothing, and gifts for you, your home, and your family. Roadside Redemption is located diagonally across from Benny's Plaza in Plymouth. Their inventory at Roadside Redemption changes every week, so come visit Roadside Redemption Tuesdays through Sundays at 168 Court Street in Plymouth, diagonally across from Benny's Plaza.
And welcome back to Power with Michelle Woodbury, and her business is Two Sisters Senior Living Advisors. And you can go to twosisters-sla.com to find more information. You know, I really want to know, why you're so passionate about this industry. Is it because you really just grew up in it?
Yeah, there are a variety of reasons, but I think that people, seniors, deserve command our respect. There's only one thing that we know that holds true of all people who are in their 80s and 90s, and that's that they survived.
Yeah.
They have been through a lot. It is because of them that we have the society that we have and the freedom to live with the choices that we have in this great country. And I think that there are not enough people in my generation who are wanting to serve the greatest generation, the World War II era. And
you just put that so elegant, so eloquently. I'm getting goosebumps right now. Look at my arms. You're right, though. Yeah. It's a lack of respect.
Yeah, and I think it's a lack of understanding of perspective. It's hard to have a perspective greater than your own. And because I grew up around this population, it really lent itself well to trying to serve them so that they can have the greatest level of comfort and independence in old age as possible. And the truth is that we're an aging population. The demographic of America is changing. And I forget the exact statistic, but I think it was something like by the year 2050, one in five people in this country will be 65 years or older.
Wow.
And as a result, I want to help shape what senior living means and what the level of comfort we will be able to attain when we're aging and need assistance from other people.
And I mentioned this to you, and you have another statistics that I'm sure you can share, that, you know, I don't really think about myself as aging. I just know I want to have more than 20 people at my funeral. So I'm like, so I jump right to the funeral part, and there's statistics about how the majority of the people, you know, do take a long time before they exit this universe.
Yeah. Well, and that's something that I work with a lot. A lot of my clients come from referrals from elder law attorneys, and we have a lot of experience in sending referrals to elder law attorneys. And the process of estate planning is that. It's planning what you want your funeral to look like and setting aside money to have a real nice one so that you can impress all your guests that are there. But what we found is that a lot of people plan for their active retirement. When I'm no longer working, I want to golf and I want to travel the world and I want this and that to happen. So I'm going to set aside this amount of money so that I can afford to live this way. And then people plan for what's going to happen with their stuff when they pass away.
Yeah.
So when I'm deceased, I want my house to go to my kids.
I want this. Mm-hmm.
But very few people plan for that in between period.
Which it can be 2 years, 10 years, 12 years,
yeah,
20
are,
years.
We are living longer. The statistics are astounding at how long we are living as compared to, you know, even 25, 30 years ago. The hard fact is that only 30% of the population will be, what I say, fortunate enough to just suddenly pass away in their sleep or have a massive heart attack and just sort of keel over in old age.
Because there's not that other period.
Yeah.
Not that they're lucky, but they're...
We're all headed that way. It's just, that's the truth. I mean, and most people don't want to experience a period of diminished capacity, it's called, or, you know, and suffer in old age. But the reverse of that is that 70% of us are going to require some assistance with our activities of daily living for some period of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And very few people plan for that. The ones that
70%. That's a big number.
Yeah.
70% of people are not planning for that assisted living part of their life where they
it's not that 70% aren't planning for it. It's that 70% are going to require some assistance. The percentage of people who are planning for it
is different.
Is a different number altogether.
Oh my God.
And these numbers, this is a number that I got from a colleague of mine who works for Genworth Financial, and long-term care insurance is another topic, but it's something that is something we refer to quite a bit because it's a way for people of our generation who, you know,
to understand
exactly
to wrap their brain around it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, there is so much information out there. There's so much information out there when you have an aging loved one and you're looking to find that placement. You are a referral agency and you provide this free service.
Yes.
And how are you able to provide that free service?
Well, we are compensated by the providers that we refer to. So if I'm working with a client and we help their loved one move into an assisted living community in the South Shore of Massachusetts, then we get compensated by the assisted living community. It's a finder's fee, a referral fee, or you know, something like that. And we work with every provider in southeastern Massachusetts in one way or another.
Okay. So every provider being?
The assisted living communities, the memory care assisted living communities, the independent living communities.
Okay.
We work with home health providers.
Okay. So it's independent living communities.
Yes.
Okay.
There's senior housing, which is a separate thing altogether. An independent living community essentially is a apartment complex where seniors live independently. They can receive one meal a day. Some of them have the option for additional meals per day. Housekeeping usually is provided once a week. Some laundry services are available. Transportation. But the benefit to that is all your utilities are included. It's a maintenance-free lifestyle. If the light bulb goes out or you know, there's somebody there to come in and change a light bulb. And if you get locked out of your apartment, there's someone there to open it up 24 hours a day. There's usually a security officer or somebody on staff. So if there is a health emergency, it can be attended to much more quickly than if somebody is living still at home
by themselves. Yeah. And the meal, the one meal a day, is sort of a convenience. It's not like that's all they're living on is one meal a day.
Independent.
These are independent people that are going out shopping and eating out and eating with friends and relatives.
And they have full kitchens in the apartment, and they have, you know, that's how they provide for other meals.
Oh, okay.
They're still completely independent. There are people who live independently in independent living communities with the assistance of home health aides and family members as well. But that's, you know.
Okay. There's so many different aspects of it. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, we have another minute before we go to break. You know, how much time does it take for somebody to find the right place? Obviously, it varies.
Yeah.
You know, I guess what? Does it depend on how much information you're willing to give?
It depends on the person and the preference. There are people who will take years in researching and touring and before they make a decision.
Okay, before they make a decision.
Yeah, before they make a decision.
And it takes that long because they're not familiar with the industry.
Well, it is, and they're very picky. They're looking for something very specific. Mm-hmm. They're waiting for a specific apartment in a specific building on a floor with this particular view to open up, and they'll wait until that happens to make the move.
Yeah.
There are other families that I have helped place a loved one in assisted living the next day.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very quick. All right. Well, I hope you'll stay with us. We're with Michelle Woodbury, and her business is Two Sisters Senior Living Advisors. And you can go to twosisters-sla.com for more information. You know, I just want to mention that this show that we're taping today, we're actually videotaping as well, and it's going to be aired on PAC TV. So I hope that you'll look for that. My PAC TV show airs on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. And I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Love jewelry for free? Do you have a passion for helping others and appreciate earning an income at the same time? I'm Amy Reese Levitt, independent representative for Silpata Designs Sterling Silver Jewelry. Our pieces are handcrafted, nickel-free, and our message is simple. Give women sterling silver jewelry that they love, get it for free, or provide a platform to build the business of their dreams. Whether you're looking to find that special piece that makes your heart sing, or you want to earn it for free, contact me at facebook.com/sterlingamy.
Are you looking for a simple, low-cost way to reach and engage your customers? Email is hard to beat for real marketing value, and it's how you can monetize your social media activities. 508 Marketing provides an easy-to-use email and social media marketing toolkit to build your customer engagement and measure results. I'm Adrienne Bauman, owner of 508 Marketing and a Constant Contact local expert, ready to help you manage your email campaigns or even create them for you. Connect with me or start your no-risk free trial at 508marketing.com.
Are you overwhelmed with life? Are you stressed out to the max? Do you have too much to do and no time for you? If your answer is yes, you owe it to yourself to contact me, Rose Marie, your empowerment coach, at everythingyouwishfor.com. I'll show you an easy way to tap your troubles away, as seen on the Dr. Roz Show. Everything you wish for is just a click away. Visit everythingyouwishfor.com.
Hi, I'm Momak Charpu, Money Mastery Coach for Women in Business. I can help you uncover your own money mindset limitations and turn your passion into a lucrative business with ease. I can help you stand in your own value and take your confidence to the highest level in a positive way. When will you stand in your value? Start claiming your worthiness today and contact me for a valuable complimentary consultation. Visit charpucoaching.com today. That's charepoo coaching.com.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Michelle Woodbury. And her business is Two Sisters Senior Living Advisors. And again, I just want to preface and let everyone know that we're really trying to be informative and not scare everyone. It can be a little bit scary, some of the knowledge and information and statistics, but it is what it is. And you can, you know, stick your head in the sand or you can acknowledge it, right? And so anyway, let's get into, you know, why so many, why you really want to help families before they end up making several moves, because that has happened before.
Yeah, we actually move people from one assisted living to another a lot more often than I would like to see.
Yeah.
What happens is people go and they visit somewhere that they've either driven by on a daily basis or that they heard about from a friend or someone that they work with. And they go and they tour and it looks nice. And
then they just do it.
Yeah. And they are told that they will be provided, you know, three meals a day, and they're going to have an hour of assistance, you know, included with their rent, and that, you know, anything and everything is going to be accommodated.
And then it's not exactly what they remember.
Yeah. And, you know, I have a client that I was working with recently who called me regarding her mom, who was living in a local assisted living, and she started to her memory impairment really became much more dramatic than it had been. And she was starting to wander in and out of other residents' apartments. And that was something that that particular community couldn't support. It was not fair to the other residents to allow this person to stay and continue to disturb their privacy. And they didn't have a specific memory care program to allow this woman to move into.
But the family didn't know that.
The family didn't know that, but they didn't know that they would need it either. Mm. Perhaps if we had the opportunity to talk with them before they made that original move, we may have been able to anticipate that that could be a need, because she did have a diagnosis of dementia.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's hard. No one has a crystal ball.
Yeah.
We can't ever predict exactly what's going to happen, but we can guide our decisions to accommodate what we can anticipate might happen. And with a diagnosis of dementia, that it's usually smart to choose a community that is equipped to deal with that when that happens. And so we are helping to move her mom into a memory care assisted living at this point in time. And the things like that happen a lot. Every assisted living is slightly different in terms of what they specialize in and what they can accommodate. And, you know, they're not all...
And you visit all of the facilities that
yes.
you work with. You know what they're capable of
yep.
and what they're not capable of.
Yep.
And you know the right questions to ask.
Yep, absolutely. And we coach our clients to ask not only the right questions, but the way in which they ask the questions is very revealing of how their loved one's care is going to be implemented once they move in to the community.
The way that they ask yeah. the questions is important.
Yeah, we have a technique that we use called behavioral interviewing. And what that is, in short, is the best predictor of how someone's going to perform in the future is how they've performed in the past. And this is a technique that's used in interviewing and hiring and firing staff in every profession all over the United States.
Okay.
And probably worldwide. And we've applied it to choosing an assisted living. So if someone's loved one is having frequent falls at night, for example, and they're concerned about having them move into an assisted living, is that they're going to be prone to having more falls because they're living in their...
Yeah, and it's a new location.
It's a new location, and they're not necessarily having eyes on them 24 hours a day. Then we may prompt them to ask the question, not, you know, how do you minimize falls, which is a perfectly acceptable question, but instead say, tell me about a resident that you've had in the recent past who fell frequently at night, and how did you and your staff develop
Hello?
A care plan to help minimize those falls?
Oh my God, that's so key.
And it's important that that question is not asked of the marketing director, who are, you know, great people, but they have nothing, very little, if nothing to do with the way that someone's life is structured and care is implemented once they actually move into the community. So we want to coach our clients to make sure that they have asked these questions of either the executive director or the wellness nurse, someone who's going to be directly responsible for the care that's provided.
Okay. All right. That's key. to ask the right questions to the right person.
Yep, the right questions to the right person. And oftentimes in that process, it will become obvious for one reason or another why one community is a much better fit for somebody than the other one that they're leaning towards as well. And the other benefit to what we do is we can take a look at from what they tell us of what they have in assets and income. And we're not financial planners, so I'm not going to look at anyone's bank statements.
No, but you can help them, guide them.
Yep, and we certainly refer to financial planners if somebody needs that. But what we can do with those numbers, knowing generally a ballpark of what they have in assets and what their income is we can predict, based on what we know of the cost that they're going to have to pay, how long they can afford to live in a specific community before they may have to worry about applying for MassHealth and moving out into a nursing home or some other option. And having that information, being armed with that information prior to making a decision, can minimize unexpected moves from assisted living communities as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different things that people don't even think. You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know what you don't know. Yeah. You don't know what to ask if you don't know that you should be asking it. And you're only thinking about your own personal experience, your personal mother or mother-in-law or aunt or uncle or whoever the person is in your family. And you're really more focused on who they are and, you know, just trying to get them the right situation. But you don't know everything else.
Well, you're right and you're not. You know, what we found is interesting is that a lot of people choose a community when they have to make a decision on behalf of someone else. They look at the community in terms of what they like.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, we'll have adult children that have come in and said, wow,
they're
this is
involved.
Beautiful. And look at that big, beautiful window. I would love to live in an apartment with a beautiful window.
But they're involved, and they're the one that's going to have to go visit. So they're trying to make it comfortable for them, but comfortable for themselves as well. Comfortable for their loved one, but comfortable for themselves.
Yeah, yeah. Or, they make a decision based on what they would appeal to them. You know, the enhanced dining program is restaurant style, and they can have, you know, this, that, or the other, and that the adult child's thinking, gosh, I would really love to have someone cook for me like that, and I would eat all that. But their mom,
Auntie Susan, doesn't want that.
Yeah, exactly. Has very little interest in the dining program or playing bingo, and so it's important to help remove the filter of what you're looking at and make sure that it is really specifically geared towards the person that's going to be living there.
So you're really a mediator for the families, for the aging loved one and the grown child. What do you call them?
Adult child. Yeah.
So you really are a mediator.
We can be. If there's conflict, a disagreement, then that's time when a geriatric care manager, a social worker, a professional with a degree in that is called in, or we will make the recommendation that they use a service like that, because, like I said, we're not social workers or nurses. But as long as everybody's sort of on the same page about what the goal should be, then we can help guide them towards choosing the right place.
All right. Well, we have another minute before we have to go to break. Mm-hmm. So basically, you're local, you're free, your service, and you're highly personalized.
Yep.
So isn't that the way all other... I can't wrap my brain around this for some reason.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not understanding why you're the only one that can provide this.
Well, the only other options currently in the area
is to search the places on your own and drive around.
Or online. There's a couple of national providers that are online, and you can talk to an advisor over the phone who is going to give you information about the communities that they partner with. They don't partner with all communities.
So you partner with everyone.
You partner with everybody in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And they aren't able to meet with you in person. They don't necessarily go on tours with you, because the advisor you could be talking to could be in Duluth, looking on a database. So currently, we are the only local senior living advisor referral service in southeastern Massachusetts.
Referral service. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to talk some more. I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Michelle Woodbury, and you can research her and watch all her fun videos on her website, twosisters-sla.com. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Enhancing communication, connection, and confidence are a very small part of how I help my clients love the family they have.
Hi, I'm Beth with Parent Solutions. I help you discover what is working in your family. Find out what your strengths really are as a parent and how to deepen the loving connection you have with your child. I encourage you to sign up for a complimentary parenting confidence breakthrough where you can discover your three-step action plan. Let's create that sense of clarity today. Contact me at parent-solutions.com.
Women invest money to enhance and strengthen their physical appearance all the time. But what about inner strength? Investment in emotional growth and awareness is more important than ever. At Access Your Power Life Coaching, we determine where you are now, what you want to be different, and together we create strategies to move you towards that vision. If you're ready to create more harmony and empowered change in your life, visit me, board certified coach Lori Mackinac, at choosetobepowerful.com. The website again is choosetobepowerful.com.
I'm Nicole Perry, and I have a virtual assistant, TinaOwen.net. Tina is more than a virtual assistant. She is more than a personal assistant. She is more than a bookkeeper. I like to call her my own business partner. Visit TinaOwen.net and let Tina help you and your business get organized so that you can focus on your passion. I am proud to recommend TinaOwen.net.
Are you tired of playing small in business or in your career? What could you accomplish if you were seen, heard, and given the opportunity? If you want more influence, more impact, and more income, join us at Women's Leadership U. That's the letter U. We are a mastermind program dedicated to preparing women for leadership roles. Learn the skills that employers are looking for and business owners need. Gain the confidence and know how to move your ideas into action. To learn more, visit us at womensleadershipu.com with a capital U.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and we have one last segment with Michelle Woodbury. But again, this show is going to air on PAC TV, so if you actually want to see us in action over here. I apologize for not understanding this correctly, and I do know what you're saying, and I know that you're the only one in the area, but I have these other companies' names in my head, and I'm thinking, well, don't they do the same thing you do? But they don't. So you really are, you just said on the commercial, you're a matchmaker.
Yeah. The companies that you mentioned are home health providers.
Oh, okay.
So they will be with a family who has a loved one who is at home and needs some assistance, and they will put a caregiver in who's paid on an hourly basis. Those companies are paid hourly. Mm-hmm. And they will actually physically assist that person in their home with whatever it is that they need. I refer to those providers.
Yes.
So if somebody has a loved one or an aging friend or even if it's for themselves and they know that they are not doing well independently and they need some help, whether it's meal preparation, medication management, getting dressed, going to the bathroom, taking a shower. I mean, there's a whole host of things that people need support with in order to be safe at home, and they don't know, how do I hire a home care company? Which one do I hire? What's the difference between company A and company B? How long can I afford to stay at home? And what's going to happen after that? And if I do need to move out of my home because I can't afford to stay here, what happens then? And how do I choose what option that is? We make the connection between the person and the provider.
Yes, and I want to state that it's not just placing somebody in a facility in a building.
Yes, right.
Because, and that was the part that just clicked off for me, that you're actually, if they need in-home care, you know all the local people and where.
Almost every single person that I talk to wants to stay at home. I mean, don't you? I do.
Yeah.
I'm
already planning my master suite that's going to be on the same level so I don't have to go up the stairs.
Our goal is to help our clients achieve their goal. And if their goal is to stay at home, then we're going to help them do that to whatever degree is logistically feasible financially and with regard to the home. Now, you mentioned remodeling your home. Are you prepared to pay for $500 a day if you needed 24-hour in-home care?
Oh my God, $500 a day?
It can be that much. If you need a CNA in your home 24 hours a day, at generally speaking, $25 an hour, and there's a lot of variation, but that's what it costs. Most people don't need that level of care, not right away. You need maybe 2 or 3 hours a couple times a week, but at what point does it become cost prohibitive to stay at home or completely impossible to stay at home, and at what point? I mean, everybody would stay at home if it was if it were possible for them.
Now, let me ask you this: so you've had clients come to you, and that they've already moved a couple of times, and now they're finally coming to you. You wish they came to you way sooner. When do you really want people to come to you?
Well, I mean, we
in a perfect world.
Yeah, in a perfect world, I would be working with people who are still independent and still active, and are looking down the road. Planning for a time when they may need some assistance.
Yeah.
That really is optimal, because at that point in time, we can look at what are the options that are going to allow them to age as comfortably as possible, to age in place. And that's going to give us the most satisfaction in terms of really helping somebody achieve how the goals on how they want to age.
And the optimal situation yes. that they want. And when they're still in their right frame of mind.
Yep, absolutely. And it's unfortunate that I only have a small fraction of my clients fit that category. And the truth is that I get calls almost daily from somebody whose loved one is in rehab and is being discharged within the next couple of days. And they aren't, they can't go home.
Oh, no.
And so we are doing a lot of that, crisis management. We help get people into an assisted living community if they can't go home, because it's a lot less expensive than paying privately in a nursing home, but a lot more supportive than somebody returning home.
Say that again. It's
and assisted living, one of the reasons we promote assisted living as much as we do is because
which is in your own home.
No, assisted living is in a building.
Okay.
Is if somebody can't afford the home care, the amount of home care they need, but they can't stay at home, but they're being discharged from a rehab.
Okay.
If they were to stay in the nursing home, the average cost of a semi-private room in a nursing home in this area is between $350 and $400 per day.
Oh, okay.
And the average cost of an assisted living in this area to have your own one-bedroom apartment with your meals included and all of that is around $4,000, $4,500 a month, which is significantly less than paying either for 24-hour in-home care or paying privately in a nursing home.
Oh, okay.
So even though most people, their goal is to stay at home,
they might not
they
know.
They don't want to be in a nursing home.
Yeah, but
and
they
so
don't know that that's they, cost more
absolutely.
Cost effective. Oh, they probably think, I would think it would be more expensive.
It's not. It's not. And there, you know, I can go into the reasons why, but we don't have time for that in
yeah.
the show. But it's amazing how many people, I still get calls from people saying, well, won't my insurance cover that? And the truth is that, you know, Medicare only covers short-term rehab and insurance unless you have long-term care insurance. Health insurance doesn't cover long-term care either. And knowing all of these things is what's going to allow somebody to manage a crisis when one happens without completely, you know, falling apart.
Okay. Now, I want to we only have a couple of minutes left. I want to ask you. Now, originally, I was thinking to myself, you know, were you scared to start this new business? Because on the East Coast, it's not really, you know, like you said, in the other areas of the U.S., there's businesses like this all over the place. But here, it's not really here. You know, were you scared? And I don't mean scared like to start your own business, but I mean scared of how successful you're going to get because you're already hiring more people, right?
Yeah. Yep. We have an advisor we brought on last spring, and we have another one who's going to be starting with us in February. We can grow as much as possible, and we are expanding geographically is how we're doing it, and as long as we can make the placements, we can put an advisor in, and we can pay that advisor to meet with families and help move more people in, and we can continually grow. You know, we could be national at some point if we ever got that big. But
oh my God, wow. Well, is there anything that you want to share that we haven't shared? We do have about 3 minutes left.
Well, I think that one of the things that I would like to talk about is that this is a growing field. There are as many as 12 or 15 new senior living communities that are breaking ground, being built, and are scheduled to open within the next few years, just in southeastern Massachusetts.
12 to 15?
12 to 15.
Wow.
Yeah, just in southeastern Massachusetts. And what's nice about this is that it's – going to provide a higher standard. More competition is going to cause everybody to step up their game. All the existing communities are going to end up going through refurbishments, and they're going to step up the game. And there's going to be a lot more choices for people, which is a wonderful thing. But it will make making that choice a more difficult one because there are going to be just that many more options.
Well, and this is the perfect time to call you because you are a referral agency and your services are free.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. If you want more information about Michelle Woodbury and her business, it's twosisters-sla.com. And she is a senior living advisor, and they are a referral agency, a no-cost-to-you referral agency. So, you know, you got nothing to lose, right?
Right.
All right. Well, we are out of time, and I'm very proud to promote Michelle and her business and all other amazing, powerful women on the show. I want to thank you for listening and recognizing all of these powerful women right along with me. And I'll keep adding more information to the powerfulwomenrevealed.com website. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.